Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. Vir die belangrikste sake nuus, skakel in op RSG Geldsaake.
John Summers is nou op die lyn. Hy is Pick n Pay se uitvoerende hoof en aan die stuur van 'n baie aggressiewe omdraaiplan van hierdie kleinhandelgroep. Nou Pick n Pay het vandag resultate vir sy 2025 boekjaar bekend gemaak en dit lyk of sy regrukplan besig is om momentum te kry. Die omset was 6% hoër op R122 miljard. Die groep het 'n wesensverlies van R410 miljoen gelei en dis meer as die helfte minder as die verlies van bykans R1 miljard wat in die vorige boekjaar gelei is. Sean, thank you so much for your time. I went through the results documentation and there are many different profit lines as there are in most listed company results documentation. I always use headline earnings on RSG because it's a standard, you know, reference to profitability. But which profit line do you think depicts the current financial position of Pick n Pay the most accurately?
Well, obviously, it's a very, very complex situation given where the company finds itself at the moment, because there's so many moving pieces. We've had the listing of Boxer this year. That's also had an effect on the results pronouncements. So it's quite difficult when I say make head or tail of this. But for me, the most important thing is we made a forecast last year, or 6 months ago, that we would halve the losses going forward for the year. And in fact, we were down 2/3. So we were just over R1 billion less loss than last year, which I think is a remarkable achievement in and of itself. But obviously, the major work still remains in the core Pick n Pay business. And the very positive thing there is to see the like-for-like growth in customer count in store, which for me is the real telling figure. So at 3.7% increase, customers are coming back to Pick n Pay. I can see for the first 8-9 weeks of this financial year now that that trend has continued to increase. And you know, Rake, I look at this customer by customer at a time. You know, for a protracted period of time, Pick n Pay was losing customers. And we've seen that the continual decline in Pick n Pay's market share has started to bottom out as well. So I think it's certainly the indications that are there are very, very positive.
How do you measure how many customers you have?
Oh, we count down to the last customer. So we absolutely monitor all of our customer transactions. So we have an enormous amount of data. One could say almost too much. It's like taking a sip out of a fire hydrant, but there's a monster amount of data available to us.
So that is one of your strategic objectives. Increase the number of feet in your stores, and that will start a snowball that will flow through to the profitability line.
Correct. And what we also have to do is we have to invest ahead of the recovery. You know, you can't be naive to believe that the company will recover, get money, and then it can start to do all of the good things. One has to have a faith and a belief in where you're going on this journey and invest ahead of the game, which is what we are consciously doing. So a bit of the cash burn that we will still sustain while we get back into the black and into profitability again. And I think that the most important thing in all of those numbers that you see there, there is nothing that surprises me, there's nothing that shocks me, and there's nothing that worries me. Am I happy that we're still losing money? Absolutely not. But we will step through that, and we will see that that cycle has now reached the bottom. And from here on in, it's just going to be nothing but solid improvement as you move back to profitability.
As you've said earlier, the financial contribution of Boxer was significant. Now, Boxer listed end of last year, and it's been a massive success. What is the financial position of your core Pick n Pay branded stores or that segment of the business?
I always say in life, one can only be as happy as your unhappiest child. So if we look at the children of Pick n Pay, the big child obviously is our core Pick n Pay store division. And of that, half our turnover is done in our corporate entity, in our corporate owned stores, and half in franchise. And we know that it was within Pick n Pay where we've had the major problems. So as in all families, you know, the stronger children help the weaker child get up to pace again. And that's where our job of work is to ensure that we rehabilitate Pick n Pay back to where it should be. And to achieve that process, there are many things that we're going to have to do. We're going to have to look going forward now in the next 18 to 24 months at how we deal with our operational structure, how we future fit the business for the future. Because Pick n Pay has not evolved to the degree structurally to take account of the new world that we trade and operate in today. So those are all of the steps that we will be taking in the next 18 to 24 months to get ourselves back into profit again.
So if a customer walks into a Pick n Pay store, say tonight, what could that customer look for to see whether that turnaround is happening in the store they are in and probably the one they visit most often?
We have started, and I mean, we haven't deployed all of that much capital yet into the company in terms of cleaning up the stores, because we have a lot of great real estate already within our portfolio, and a lot of it has not been adequately invested in terms of refurbishment and cleaning up, and even more so in the franchise space and the corporate space. But what you will see in Pick n Pay is a really revitalized team at all levels. So we put the regional infrastructures back in place. You'll find people are far more energized, far more engaged. And to me, it's extraordinary, you know, that we can show this swing and move into positive like-for-like sales in a market where we have, as Pick n Pay, 40 less stores than last year. We have an opposition market that's opened most probably 250 new doors, yet we've managed to show this incredible like-for-like sales swing. Now, that is a like-for-like number, but you must know that every single store that's out there presents another competitor shopping opportunity, which makes it even more difficult to grow your like-for-like sales. So the fact that we've shown this turnaround is really largely on sweat and dedication and energy being put back into the stores.
Sean, when we last spoke, you said that many Pick n Pay staff were not as happy as they should be because of decisions the previous management took. Has this relationship improved? Because, you know, it will be a difficult thing to achieve without offering massive salary increases.
Correct. Pick n Pay has always been at the upper quartiles of pay scales and all of those things. But you know, in today's world, I mean, pay for me is a hygiene factor. It's important that you've got to pay and you've got to pay competitively. But that's not what makes people drive to work faster in the morning and get to work faster. People need to believe in what it is that the company stands for. And what we are doing today is truly trying to reinvigorate Pick n Pay and to actually live the values that were spoken about in this company and then lost. You know, organizations to a degree use their own sort of intellectual muscle memory, as I call it. So a lot of the things that instinctively we would have just naturally done in the past, you know, running great stores, great fresh food, great evolution, great development, great products, great ranges, a lot of those energies had been lost in the company and a lot of those instincts had been lost. Now, all of these we are reinvigorating again, but these things take time. And, you know, one needs to do it in a considered fashion. So I am in no ways interested in quick wins. My experience of quick wins usually is they lead to short to medium term unintended consequences. What we do is considered and having a look at the company going forward. So the real success of my tenure is going to be in 5, 8, and 10 years' time as to where Pick n Pay is then.
I think everybody can hear the passion, but you've been in a job now for 14 months, plus minus, and you've just recently announced that your contract has been extended to May 2028. Now, according to my calculations, you'll be around 75 years old in 2028, and most 75-year-olds don't turn around massive retail stores. I'm sure you're not doing it for the money, so do you enjoy this?
I absolutely enjoy it. And I get a lot of my energy by seeing this team that is growing in capability, competence, and enthusiasm by the day. And it's just extraordinary to see how that momentum is building itself. But you know, Rick, you mean in the mooi uitwerk, ek is nou net 71. And there was an article last week having a look at the age of CEOs. And there was one out there at the age of 79. So ek is mos die pikkie. And I'm just the little lighty in this group. You know, age is but a number in your birth certificate. And it's amazing. You can't run a company at 71, yet you can run a country. I don't understand that. I think that a lot of really, really great institutional knowledge is lost by a simple date that arrives. You know, like at 60, you must leave the building. I question it. I don't think it's too smart. And especially in a country where we have a scarcity of good corporate experience.
Sean, baie dankie. Dit was Sean Summers. Hy is die uitvoerende hoof van Pick n Pay. Theo, wat het jy gedink van die syfers?
Ryk, ek kom ek gee net eers 'n perspektief en dan sal ek jou sê. Pick n Pay se totale waarde is 21 miljard rand. Onthou daai syfer, 21 miljard rand. Pick n Pay se waarde van hulle aandele in Boxer is amper 19 miljard rand en dan het hulle bietjie meer as 4 miljard rand se kontant. So Pick n Pay se kontant plus die belang in Boxer is 23 miljard. Jy kry Pick n Pay die kernbesigheid verniet as jy dit koop vandag. So as jy glo in Sean se plan en sy droom dat hy kan hierdie winsgewend kry, wel jy kry dit verniet. Hulle belang in Boxer plus hulle kontant is meer as die totale waarde van Pick n Pay. Ek dink hy's 'n magte om energie. Ek dink hy het 'n baie groot berg om te klim, maar as hy dit nie gaan regkry nie, sou niemand anders dit kon regkry nie.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoe elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Money Web Potgoe, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Money Web News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.